The captain of the Japanese fishing boat struck by the U.S. submarine Greenville last month recounted the terrifying incident before a Navy Court of Inquiry in Hawaii yesterday. Captain Hisao Onishi described how a routine training voyage for teenaged fishing students turned into a catastrophe when the Greenville surfaced directly beneath his ship. 9 people from the Japanese boat were never found. Joining us from Honolulu is NPR's Andy Bowers. Andy, Captain Onishi's story must have been quite dramatic. What did he tell the court?
Yeah, it was dramatic, Melissa, although he told it with almost no visible emotion at all. Captain Onishi said that he had set a straight course out of Honolulu on the afternoon of February 9th, heading toward a fishing ground in international waters. And then less than 2 hours into the trip, he was on the bridge when he said he felt like the stern of his boat, and it's a 175-foot boat, was being lifted out of the water. He then heard what the interpreter translated as a terrible metal hitting sound and 2 loud bangs. The crew at this point could see the submarine floating nearby, so they quickly figured out what was going on. But the Ehimemaru was sinking very fast. Onishi said as he was trying to make his way to an emergency gathering area on the deck, he saw other crew members and passengers being washed overboard by waves. He then also was hit by a wave and thrown into the ocean, and he and 25 others made it to life rafts, but they later found 9 people missing.
Now, shortly after the accident, Captain Onishi was quite critical of the submarine's crew for not doing more to help rescue them. Did he repeat that criticism yesterday before the court?
Well, from his point of view, all he saw was the Greenville floating there and people standing on the sub's bridge, but no divers or rescue boats, and it was an hour before the Coast Guard arrived to rescue them. But we know from other testimony that it's very dangerous, actually, to get a submarine close to small rafts like that, because the curved hull of the sub can either flip them over or suck them under the water. We also know that the Greenville had divers standing by in case they saw any survivors who were in the water but who had not made it to life rafts, but there were none. Captain Onishi said Japanese and American military officials have since explained this to him, and so he was not critical yesterday.
Uh-huh. Andy, the Navy Court of Inquiry is supposed to find out exactly why the Greenville hit the Ehimemaru, and it could recommend a court-martial for the sub's commander. How much do you think that Captain Onishi's testimony will affect the court's decision?
Well, it certainly brought the horror of this incident home to the 3 admirals who are in charge of this inquiry. And up till now, they've only really heard what went on in the submarine from that point of view. But beyond that, it did not really shed a lot of new light on what went wrong. But I think that the court members probably felt it was important to make it clear that they're looking at all sides of this case, which I should point out is being very, very closely watched in Japan.
Numerous crew members from the Greenville have also been testifying this week about what did go wrong. What have they had to say?
Well, a number of the crew members have echoed what's sort of becoming the main theme of this inquiry, which is that the Greenville's commander, Scott Waddell, may have hurried through preparations for the emergency surfacing maneuver that led to the accident, including a periscope check. But they've also painted a picture of Waddell as a very strong and compassionate commander, and one who was open to input and even criticism from his juniors. Waddell actually made a rare statement outside the court yesterday in which he praised his crew members' candor. We have some tape of that courtesy of CNN.
They made me very proud. And in keeping with the tradition of the Greenville, which was to uphold what I considered the highest standards, these gentlemen told the truth, and I think will help me, in the end, achieve that objective that I desire.
Although Waddell has made it clear he does not expect to be reinstated to his post. And he also met yesterday with Captain Onishi privately after his court session, and he personally apologized for the accident.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Andy Bowers in Honolulu.